You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Yes, we are still more than 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, but holiday lights are popping up on the streets, and some people are getting into the swing of Christmas, maybe getting that tree up and decorated. And in a true sign of the season, Ebenezer Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, and Tiny Tim are prowling stages again around Michigan. Time for Theater Talk with David Kiley of Encore Michigan. You know, when a theater company offers the same show for 38 years and people keep turning up, you got to figure they're doing something right.
Exactly. And that's the Christmas Carol at the Meadowbrook is the first one we'll talk about. It's amazing because, you know, they have this incredible set and the costumes and they get the best of Southeast Michigan's actor talent. And it's like a Christmas, it's like a 19th century Christmas pop-up card
it
come
is.
To life. It's just, and Thomas Mahard, you know, who plays Scrooge, he's a wonderful Scrooge. And
he's been with the show forever. I think he used to do Bob Cratchit back in the 80s.
Exactly. Yeah. He's been there a long time. So highly recommended. They always do it right. It's always a great time.
And so they're doing that, I know, November 8th to December 22nd, but mm-hmm. Wayne State now is going to mount one.
Yeah, they're in their third year, I believe, mm-hmm. for this production of A Christmas Carol. And I saw it last year or the year before, I forget which, but it's also really excellent. And they do, first of all, it's in the Bonstall, which, you know, it gives you a chance to go to the Bonstall before they close it and change it because the whole site's being redeveloped. But they do an incredible job with projection.
Holiday best, holiday cheer, sir.
Gentlemen of the Royal Exchange.
It's also a wonderful performance. And the Bonstall has that extra little bit of old, dog-eared, slightly haunted feeling to it.
So it's worth doing.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like it's a little bit different feel from Meadowbrook's, and they're both spectacular.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay.
And then up to the Williamston Theater, they're performing a radio show version of Scrooge. These are popular style productions, and it also enables the cast to be on script, too. So sometimes when you rehearse these things close to the holidays, there's not a ton of time. But it's an adaptation by Joe Zettelmeyer, one of Michigan's busiest playwrights.
And he's got something premiering in Detroit.
That's right. I saw this over the weekend. It's a new play by him called Channel Cat. And this is a play about three people in a Creole barbecue joint, an African-American father who owns the place, his daughter, and the white sheriff, who all share a secret. And before the night is over, they're going to have another big secret to share for the rest of their lives. And so it's a very good story. It's, you know, it's sort of a one-room, one-set piece. Lynch Travis, in particular, I mean, the whole play kind of, in my opinion, kind of hinges on him. And he does a wonderful job playing Otis, who's the master of the barbecue pit.
So that's at the Detroit Repertory Theater.
Right.
All right. Now let's switch back to the holidays.
A little bit. Yeah. Up to Pinckney for the Dio Theater. They're doing Home for the Holidays, which is something they've done many times over the last 10 years. Not every year, but they're bringing it back. It's an original work that they created by Steve DeBruin and Matt Tomich, who own the theater. It's very much a patron pleaser. It's funny. It has a great slate of popular Christmas songs across genres. I've seen it many times. Actually, full disclosure, my son was in it about 9 years ago. So I saw it a couple of dozen times.
Yeah.
and the Dio is a dinner theater, so you'll get dinner with that ticket.
And clearly, we're hearing a theme. These things are winners for people. This is what people want to see in November and December.
That's exactly
Absolutely.
Right. It's the season.
Absolutely. And also, Christmas classics are happening in Kalamazoo and Marine City.
Yes, they're doing It's a Wonderful Life radio show, which I've seen a couple of times. And that's also very good. It's the only stage production of that classic that the heirs have approved of. There have been some other people who have tried to do like a musical version or a play version, but this is the only one that they've approved of. And that's at Farmers Alley in Kalamazoo and the Riverbank in Marine City. And they both open on November 22nd.
And then the Tipping Point in Northville is also in the holiday
mood. Yeah, they are. They're doing a play that it's very funny and it mashes up a lot of Christmas stories and world traditions into one kind of comedic pastiche. One caveat, not for the kids. I'd probably say the right beginning age for this play, which is called Every Christmas Story Ever Told. I'd say the age is about 14 or 15.
All right. And for those who like to make early plans, what's happening December 14th and 15th?
Yeah. So the Michigan Irish Repertory, which is my company, will reprise A Child's Christmas in Wales, BBC Wales Radio. We did that last December in Ann Arbor. It went over very well. Something different. We'll be at the Kerrytown Concert House on December 14th. And the Michigan League Hussey Room on the 15th. This is the Dylan Thomas classic about a family gathered at Christmas. The father and his adult children kind of remembering in Thomas's prose and really classic songs that people will all know at their Wales homestead. Information about that and all these shows, not only at Encore, but because there's so many, we're putting up a post about that's kind of the holiday guide, and it's going to stay at the top of the website through Christmas.
So you don't have to rummage around looking
exactly
too hard. You can plan your holiday theater going. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley of Encore Michigan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.